Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table, as always, by my good friend, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Hello.
So this week, we are going to talk about the top three best cast member experiences that you shared with us some time ago. We asked folks to tell us their best and worst experiences with cast members, and a few weeks ago, we did our worst cast member experiences, which generated an enormous amount of feedback. I was stunned. I think we all were by the number of emails that came in. In response to that, sharing both, you know, other people sharing their best and worst experiences with cast members. So we've got enough that have come in that we're going to do more of these.
I just don't. The biggest thing that I took away from that, everyone's getting on us saying, oh, well, you know, for the worst one where the bus driver stopped at the gas station to pick up beer, they defended him by saying, well, he's a Mears transportation person because it was Magical Express, not Disney, so you can't hold him to the same standards.
They're driving around a bus
with Mickey Mouse plastered
all over it. Case closed.
Yep.
Case closed. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
The average guest is not going to know the difference between
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a much more positive, and I will say that the response for best cast member experiences far outweighed the number of responses for worst. So I want to, you know, we're picking the top three, but the reason that we went with top three instead of top five was mainly because we didn't have five in the worst category at that point. Now we do.
Yeah.
At that point, we didn't have enough in the worst category that I felt warranted. And I didn't want to just throw things up there for the sake of rounding out a list. So that's why they're top three. I have a feeling the next round of these we do, they'll be top fives.
Yeah.
Or more, maybe. Yeah. So.
And what I also will say is that if you have emailed us since, it might not be included, even if it's the most heartwarming thing in the world, but in future.
Yeah.
Future.
Yeah, and you can send in your best and worst experiences with cast members to podcast@disunplugged.com. I'm saying it nice and slow because somebody complained about that. Podcast, PODCAST, at Diz, DIS, unplugged.com.
Okay, should I start it off?
So number three, what's number three on our list?
From Kevin O. in California, he says, several years back, a cast member created a magical moment that is etched into my memory that's at the top of the list of magical moments we've experienced throughout the years. Understand that we have been the recipient of everything from free fast passes to complimentary firework cruises. That's a pretty cool thing. And everything in between. This, however, is the one singular moment that stands out for me, a moment that did not cost Disney a thing to provide. We arrived at Epcot early enough to be at Rope Drop. We meandered through the entrance turnstiles past Spaceship Earth and found ourselves standing against the rope itself, 15 minutes before park open. Cast members were out to provide crowd control, and we struck up a conversation with one of them. The conversation was unremarkable, except for that at one point the cast member asked us what ride we were looking forward to experiencing. We immediately said Soarin'. We had not experienced this ride before. We thought nothing more as the cast member moved on to talk to other guests. About 1 minute before park opened, the cast member came back standing in front of us and asked us to follow her as the rope dropped. We managed to keep our family of five together as we began approaching the land. However, we became disoriented as she continued down a path we were not familiar with. Before we could completely get our bearings, we had walked through the exit and we were now standing in the Soarin' loading area. She asked us to deposit our backpacks on the floor and led us inside the ride to the front seats in the middle bay. We were securely buckled in and she announced that we were the first family of the day and that we'd have the ride to ourselves. The next 5 minutes were mesmerizing. We left feeling so special, and that feeling has never left me. It created a memory that will be with me for the rest of my life. So that's pretty
exceptional. That's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, that having Soarin' to yourself is, I mean, such an amazing, #amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is one of those things that as a cast member I love doing is finding those little, I mean, I never could do something this cool, but finding those free things that cast members can do that, yeah, you have to go out of your way to do them, but make a memory that will last a lifetime for a family. Not only is this awesome for this family, but it probably is so cool for that cast member knowing.
Sure, it feels good.
Yeah.
It's got to feel good when you're able to do something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I like about the three stories that we picked, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of good ones, and these are the three I felt really kind of embodied the best spirit of a great cast member, that there are so many good ones out there. It's easy to get caught up in the bad. But I like these stories because they remind us that there are many, many good ones. Good cast members out there that really do go out of their way to look for opportunities just to do something nice.
Yep.
And
it's one thing to have friendly cast member experience, and that is to be expected at Disney. But seeing people that go out above and beyond is what I think really are the reason they made this list.
And above and beyond is a really good segue into number two on our list. Mm-hmm.
So this comes from Cassandra C. in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, excuse me.
You cannot read today.
I cannot read. I cannot pronounce anything. Sorry. My brother Cole has autism and is nonverbal. My dad was determined to bring him to our first trip, and we thought that if we planned it out really well, it would work. That was not the case, especially right after the trip. Right before the trip, he had been taken off his medication that he'd been on for 7 years. We were definitely unprepared. After a very bad day at Animal Kingdom, we were hanging out in the Animal Kingdom Lodge where we were staying. We were at the Jumbo House and decided to take a shuttle to the main building. I think she means maybe she was at Kidani
Village and going to Jumbo House.
Yeah, to get dinner. We were taking the shuttle to the main building, and I let Cole borrow my iPhone and headphones to listen to the music for 5 minutes. He sat in the very back of the bus with my dad and jammed to my music. When we got to the end of the ride, my brother did not want to get off the shuttle, which is funny because usually my brother drops everything when there's food involved. The cast member said that Cole and my dad could keep riding back as much as they wanted. So my sister left it in the shuttle as we went to go get dinner. When we got back to the shuttle 45 minutes later, Cole and my dad were still jamming in the back of the shuttle, and the cast members were very patient as it took 10 minutes to coax my brother out of the shuttle. Once you know it, he hated the safari in Animal Kingdom but loved the shuttle ride in the hotel. That's awesome. The next day, we went to the Magic Kingdom, and we had a much more successful day. My dad's wife had made reservations at Crystal Palace for lunch, and we were about 10 minutes early to check in, so we decided to take Cole on a walk so that he didn't have to just sit around and wait, which wouldn't have gone well. While my stepfamily waited to check in, we ended up in Adventureland. My brother saw the magic carpet ride and started pointing and pulling us towards it. The standby wait was 20 minutes, so we knew we wouldn't be able to go on and make it in time for lunch. While we were trying to explain this to my brother, the cast member at the entrance of the ride overheard us and offered to ride us in the fast pass line. So we got to go on the ride with my brother, and he moderately enjoyed it. I think once he realized what it wasn't as cool as it looked. I have a picture of the four of us riding it and enjoying it, and we did make it to lunch. I think of this as his first Disney ride. I know a few best in... Oh, they call you out. I know a few best and worst shows ago, Pete had made a comment about probably no one having a special memory on the Magic Carpet ride. Oh, okay. So I thought I should include this because my family did. Cole's favorite ride ended up being Splash Mountain, which is the other ride he went on. And we got a shirt from there, and he wears it all the time. He points to it and tells us he wants to go back. And we're trying to make a sneak weekend trip this September for my sister and his 18th birthday. But that just proves that every ride can have a magical moment on it, even Magic Carpet Ride.
Okay, well, I will absolutely withdraw the comment.
But, I mean, that's I think the beauty of Walt Disney World and Disney parks in general is that there are magical moments and moments that people will never forget on the things that we can sometimes hammer on the most, which speaks to the charm and the amazingness of the Disney parks, is mm-hmm. that we might think Universe of Energy is lame, and we might be psyched that Guardians of the Galaxy is taking over, but there are some people that have long-lasting memories and things on these types of attractions.
Sure, absolutely. No question about it.
I mean, that's such a great story.
It is a great story. And, you know, it's, again, it's an example of cast members being empowered on the ground. They see something, like, hey, I can do something about this. And
I think in this story, it wasn't Magic Carpet that was the great thing. It was the cast member that said, I see what's going on here. Let me help you out.
Right. As opposed to not my job, not my concern.
Yeah, right. Sorry you're having a bad day, but my break's in 15 minutes and I don't really care about you. Which unfortunately can happen in the Disney park. It's so great when you hear these stories.
Now, number one on our list actually does not take place at Walt Disney World. It takes place out in Disneyland, but it is such a great story.
Yes.
I decided to...
Bend the rules a little bit.
And... because again, it's an example of a great cast member.
Yeah. So this is from Kylie S. in Utah. She says, last year, my sister was diagnosed with cancer at the young age of 24. As you can imagine, we were going through a roller coaster of emotions as the surgeries and treatments started before we could get over the whiplash of it all. Amid these scary moments, we were determined to take a trip to Disney and it was in order as soon as we could manage. My family, like many, love Disney and has been glue in times of trouble. So as soon as the doctor said we could go, give us the okay, we headed to Disneyland. We were having a wonderful time, but it was proving to be physically strenuous on my sister. So on the second day, we decided to take it easy and we didn't set our alarms in the morning and we moseyed our way over to the parks. As we entered Main Street, we noticed that rope drop still hadn't occurred. We were so surprised. Apparently, we didn't sleep in as much as we thought. And to our surprise, we walked right up to the rope and wondered where the hordes of people ahead of us had disappeared to. As we waited, we began chatting with a cast member about the Christmas decorations that they were in the process of putting on the castle. About 10 minutes before park opening, another cast member came out of Frontierland over to the girl we had been talking to and asked, "Did you find someone?" He said, "Yes, this group here." The man proceeded to raise the rope and asked us to come in with him. He explained that we would be going on Big Thunder Mountain before park opening. That's pretty cool. I've never heard of that, so I'm jealous, but understandably so with your story. We were thrilled. We walked.
Well, keep in mind at this point, this cast member has no idea what's going on with
his
family.
They just think they're creating a magical moment. As we walked, he began asking us what brought us to Disneyland, and we told him our story about my sister's cancer. He expressed his heartfelt condolences, which meant so much to us. And then this is where they go above and beyond, which is so great. He says, I mean, it already was above and beyond, but this is even more. He says, after we got off, or she says, after we got off Big Thunder Mountain, he chased us down and said, you know what? I want to do something more for you guys. How many are in your group? I want to put your name on benches in front of the castle tonight for VIP reserve seating for the fireworks. We could hardly believe it. 12 reserve seats for the fireworks in addition to riding Big Thunder Mountain before the park opening. How could this day get any better? But it did. Later that day, we tried to adjust our Blue Bayou reservations so that we could attend the fireworks, and they were so accommodating. They let the 12 people switch to a lunch reservation. I remember sitting in Blue Bayou lunch, smiling ear to ear, and we laughed and talked together, which was a perfect Disneyland day. Those Disneyland cast members went above and beyond. Their kind words have been more than enough for our family in this hard situation, but they made our day truly magical.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
I think you touched on it perfectly that they were just doing something nice for anyone, and when they found out what the situation was, they
kicked it up a notch.
Yeah, and they did a great job. 12 people for VIP fireworks seating, that's awesome.
And that fireworks seating in Disneyland is hard to come by.
Yeah.
It can be hard to come by. So it's a great vantage. Unlike here, you couldn't really do that here. I'm not knocking their castle, but because of their castle's quite a bit smaller than ours, the seats that they have right there in front of the castle, really a great vantage point to watch those fireworks. But, you know, a lot of people go... I'm going to say the majority, but it's not unheard of at all. You know, people are dealing with life-threatening illnesses or, you know, tragedies in their family. And they go to Disney for that escape. And then you have, again, an empowered cast member who takes it upon him or herself to do something like that and the difference that that makes, just even if it's for a moment. No, it doesn't take away what you're dealing with. It doesn't take away the reality that you have to face when you get home. But for that moment, for that moment, they have taken that, taken you out of that just a little bit. And especially when you're going through really, really difficult time, that respite, that momentary respite provided just from a place of basic human kindness by a cast member makes all the difference in the world. You hear some of these stories that we didn't read even, where things happened years ago, yet still, all these years later, have that impact.
Yeah.
And still kind of stay with you. I mean, I know I have certainly many of those.
Having the memories that can make you smile in a hard time are the ones that last sometimes forever.
Those are the most valuable.
Yeah, right.
Those are the most valuable. So, and it's, you know, and we talk about, you know, what some of the things Disney needs to do to improve. You know, certainly finding ways, more creative ways to allow cast members to do this stuff. Because as you mentioned before, you know, doing a kindness for someone else is reward in and of itself sometimes, oftentimes. And so, you know, not just giving them the empowerment to do it, but the encouragement to go out and find it, go out and find those opportunities to make somebody's day.
And this is supposed to be a positive episode, but I will note on a little bit something just to call out cast members in general, is that when you get rotation as a cast member, I know this is true in attractions, you get set into a rotation, like a 45-minute schedule of, okay, you're here, you're at the beginning of the attraction, here you're at Merge, here you're at Fastpass. And there can be sometimes when they don't have anywhere to put you, so they'll call it, you're on a bucket. And you kind of have 10 to 15 minutes to kind of just go out and interact with guests or, you know, pick up trash or whatever. But the cast members, there are some cast members, sadly, that will just use that as an extra break. As well, no one's really going to know where I am. So I've seen many a cast member sitting in the break room. Oh, I'm just on a bucket. Well, no, you're just not doing your job. And those are the moments I think that cast members should really be taking advantage of to do things like this. So I don't know, just to call some cast members out. But
well, it, like I said, you know, it's important to recognize that there's a lot more good than bad.
For sure.
When we're talking about cast members in particular, the vast majority of them are outstanding and really care about the job they do. And so stories like this just kind of help shine a light on that. So since we spent time talking about, you know, the worst ones, which were pretty funny, I thought these ones were particularly poignant. And that's why I thought they would make a good list. This will not be the last time we do this. Like I said, we've been getting a ton of emails in since the last one we did. So there'll definitely be one more of these, one more round of these again in the future, at least. So that will do it for our best cast member experiences. And we will see you again next week with another edition of the best and worst of Walt Disney World. Thanks for being with us, everyone.